This is Worldviews. I'm Suzek Rilat. So, big news this week. The Global Arms Trade Treaty was passed in the United Nations. 154 nations voted for it. 3 nations voted against it. Iran, North Korea, and Syria. Let's start there, Joshua, with Syria. Syria didn't support the UN Arms Trade Treaty. We now know that weapons are flowing into Syria to the opposition. We know they're flowing, of course, to the government as well, but to the opposition in particular. The CIA is now aiding those arm lifts to the Syrian rebels. So we have this global arms trade treaty, but what's going on in Syria? This apparently isn't going to have an impact there.
No, it won't. It won't get ratified by that time anyway. But what's happening is the United States is trying to restrict arms flow to the Syrian government from Iran and Russia in particular. And at the same time, it's trying to facilitate arms flow to the rebel groups. Syria says these rebel groups are Islamist fanatics, and some of them are related to al-Qaeda, and that in a sense, America, Turkey, Saudi Arabia are supporting Islamic fundamentalist terrorists. That's the way the Syrian government – against them, the official government recognized by the UN. And this just brings up, you know, all of the crazy politics and, you know, what's in a name and how difficult it is to decide who the good guys are and who the bad guys and get the whole world to agree on it.
So this is why Syria, of course, said that they opposed the arms trade treaty was because it doesn't do anything to prevent weapons from flowing to non-state actors, which is to them the opposition or terrorists in their mind. And of course, the United States also, the United States, China, everyone else doesn't want to include that in the treaty either. This treaty actually doesn't restrict arms flows to non-state actors. And there's an important reason why, because the United States does want arms to flow to
45%
people like the opposition in
45%
Syria.
Of all arms sold in the world are sold by the United States. Russia comes in at 17%, a far behind, and France is 9% after that. France is number 3 at 9. And so the United States has a giant interest in not limiting arms.
But the United States signed the treaty. We can suspect that they won't ratify it because there's domestic concern.
Why won't we ratify it?
Because there's domestic concern about this, right? I mean, the National Rifle Association has spoken out against the treaty. The treaty has nothing to do with domestic weapons possession, civilian possession. But the NRA doesn't want any kind of limitation on weapons sales or weapons production or anything that has to do with weapons. This treaty is really all about illicit trafficking and illicit transfers. And so what it does is it limits transfers to countries that are under embargo, countries that are involved in genocide, countries that are involved in crimes against humanity. And that's about it.
Well, those are some pretty vague definitions as to what we're going to classify those things. And in terms of domestic politics, though, it's not unusual for the United States to sign an agreement or sign a UN treaty and then not have the Senate pass it or ratify it. This also comes at a very tense time in this country as we're having our own internal debate about guns. We're seeing this all across the country. And so the NRA and some groups are very concerned about this at this exact moment when they're trying to pass this international
treaty. Interestingly, just this week in Durban, South Africa, the BRIC countries met. Those are the fast developing countries, China, Russia, Brazil, India. They're trying to develop their own IMF so that they can support development in countries and in a sense do an end run around the United States and Europe. And they also said that Syria should not be embargoed, that the Syrian government is the rightful government because the United States has been trying to recognize and get the Arab League, which just recognized the rebel government as the real government. And this plays into this whole question of who do you arm and who gets to decide who's a rebel and who's the good guy and the bad guy. And so we're seeing this attempt by these new countries to do an end run right around
the United States. But 3 of those countries opposed the Global Arms Trade Treaty, India, Russia, China. I mean, Russia and China abstained. India abstained, but India initially was speaking out against it. So, you know, they want to do an end run, but they're not supportive of this either. They're abstaining for a reason because they don't support
it. It's a reason. It's because
the
United States, they're fearful that the United States will use this treaty to hurt Iran – to hurt Syria, to hurt their allies. This is a takedown in the new Cold War.
But the United States is not going to ratify this treaty. This is not going to affect our situation with Iran or Syria.
And everybody knows that. Well. So 50 states are required to ratify this treaty. There are 154 that signed it. 50 will ratify it. It will come into force as international law.
In 2 or 3 years, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, this has been a seven-year process, right, by the way, guys. Global arms trade treaty has been under discussion for 7 years. So who knows how long it'll take to get 50 countries to ratify. But it will eventually be international law, but certainly not here in the United States, at least as far as we can tell. But it's definitely something we'll continue to watch.
International community, very divided.
Well, Joshua, Rebecca, thank you very much, as always, for your insight.
Always a pleasure.